This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com, and you can join their team. Running the three-man show today with Bish out today. It's Cakes, EB, and JP. We said we were extending open line Thursday. We can sprinkle in some more calls. 800-636-1067. Your chance to steer the show. A week from now, the football talk's going to ramp up.
Love it. Can't wait.
We're going to be here all the time.
Very excited about that.
Well, one thing we can set aside before we bang out a couple of these calls. The Trey Amos deal has the second rounders are starting to lock in.
Yep. He signed, so he signed his deal.
And I never really thought it would be a deal, but you know, he hadn't signed and a bunch of them hadn't signed, but now they're starting to trickle in. You wonder with TJ Watt having settled his situation, even though it's a totally different situation, could that affect Terry and some of the other veterans that are holding out? Especially when, I mean, didn't I see that TJ got like the most ever for a person at his position?
Most ever. Well, he's right now the highest paid player in the league, non-quarterback.
Right. So
more than Ja'Marr Chase.
I mean, clearly, whatever he did worked. Now, maybe he, I'm sure he compromised on some level, but, you know, the holdout seemed to work for him. Yeah. So, I mean, let's do Terry right and get this deal done. 800-636-1067, if you want to chime in. Let's go to Matt in Mechanicsville. Matt, what's up, buddy?
How you doing, EB?
Hey, doing great.
I have a running theory regarding the Terry contract. Now, it's a little out there, but I feel it's maybe a possibility. I think the deal has been done maybe for a week or two, and it started with maybe just three people knowing about it. You know, AP, Terry, maybe Magic, Josh Harris. You tell one person a day. Right, because AP loves to run a tight ship. Nothing really seems to leak from there. And then that way you can squeeze out any rat.
So you think they're doing this? This is all a big ruse to try to figure out who the leakers are.
Yes. Yes.
Listen, they might do that for something else.
And then something leaks to the media.
So you're saying Terry was acting then when he was showing?
Yeah. He's there shooting a commercial. He's got, you know, getting extra practice time in.
Well, then he's an Oscar award level actor.
Can't do it.
He seemed pretty at odds with the franchise.
Again, seemed very genuine.
That's a bridge too far.
Okay? Yeah, I can't.
I don't doubt that they might leak something, you know, to try to see who's leaking it and, you know, whatever, but not in this instance.
No.
That was Terry McLaurin genuinely frustrated and essentially pissed off.
By the way, just to get back to TJ Watt for a second, to show you how the salaries have exploded in the NFL in the last five or 10 years, there's a side-by-side with his brother, JJ Watt, who in 12 years earned $129.7 million, which is a huge amount of money. But TJ Watt's extension is 3 years, $123 million. So his extension alone is nearly the same amount that his brother made in a dozen years.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
In the NFL.
Well,
it's crazy.
Who is going to end up putting up bigger numbers when it's all said and done? Because wasn't he borderline an afterthought when he was drafted? Like, nobody really thought he was going to be the player he was.
TJ Watt's going to have way more sacks than JJ when it's all said and done.
But where was TJ drafted?
I want to say he was like maybe a second or third round.
Right? He was almost like an afterthought.
I'll check his draft position.
Relatively speaking. And now he's putting up these monster numbers. It's just incredible.
He's a first-round pick.
Oh, he was. Okay, 30th. Okay, he's 30th in the 2017 draft. I thought he was a second-rounder for some reason.
I want to just, speaking of the NFL.
He's got 108 sacks. How much did J.J. end up with? J.J. won Defensive Player of the Year three times.
Yeah, that's hard to beat.
He ended up with, 114. So, yeah, T.J. should surpass him fairly soon.
So I ran into our buddy George Atala the other day. I always run into George. George used to be work with the NFLPA. He was D. Smith's right hand man, and I would usually run into him, you know, at swim meets, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. And I ran into him there at a swim meet a couple weeks ago, and I just checking in with him, and he's like, "Yeah, doing my own thing, starting his own company, whatever." And he just briefly mentioned, I was like, "Yeah, what's, you know." He mentioned that the NFLPA was under some sort of duress, under fire. Mm-hmm. You know, this morning I read the guy's already stepped down. The new guy, whatever his name is, Lloyd Howell, has already stepped down for all this controversy. He was telling me some controversies that I'm not even going to mention because it's not even mentioned in this article. So I'm not going to bring it up. But he has resigned. He says that he's become a distraction, and there, you know. A lot of allegations, but I just know that my buddy, close friend, D. Smith, was in charge of that NFLPA for I don't know how many years, over 10 years.
Long time.
And people took shots at him at all these times. And look at the salaries these guys are signing for.
Yeah.
Look at the guaranteed money these guys are playing for. Look at the TV contracts, the internet stuff. Look at all that he presided over. And people were trying to take him down. There were hit pieces written about D all the time. And, you know, eventually D had enough. This guy doesn't even last 2 years.
D has a new book.
D, of course, has a new book.
I think you can pre-order.
Yes, and he invited me to his book release party, and I got to respond to him that I'm out of town that day.
When is it?
I'd have to look at the invitation again. But, yeah, so his book's coming out, and I know I'm sure he's only telling one-tenth of all the
I'm sure he
stories
has so many
that he
amazing
knows.
Stories.
I read one of the reviews, and they said that he actually does.
Well, no, he takes some shots at Aaron Rodgers. You know, he takes some shots
laundry.
At Goodell. I don't know if he takes shots at Kraft, because I know he liked Bob. But, yeah. I just want to defend my guy, D, who, you know, presided over that with integrity and honor. And he was just attacked relentlessly for years and years and years. And his successor doesn't even last 2 years before he has to resign in scandal.
When that guy is working as a consultant to the Carlyle Group, which is trying to get NFL minority shares to buy shares in teams, you can't be associated with them if you're representing the players' union.
Right. And I think
it's a huge conflict of interest.
I think he did that and he didn't divulge that, right?
Yeah,
that was one thing.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on with that guy. Anyway, just want to defend my guy.
Well, we are going to be talking more football next week, and I was just checking the dates. Today's the day when the rookies report,
mm-hmm.
and then Tuesday is when the veterans report, and then a week from Sunday is the first open practice. They
right.
only have six, which has garnered some controversy, where they're open to the public six times with a couple of season ticket events. Instead of having open practice day after day after day,
mm-hmm.
but
because we
it's
don't,
on.
Because we don't have the rights, right? Another radio station has the rights to the games. They wouldn't let us broadcast from there, right? Is that correct? Is that the assumption?
I know that J.P. Finley for years has broadcast like from the parking lot, like from the bed of his truck.
No, they broadcast from there.
So now we would be allowed potentially. I think it would be worth it. I know it's a pain in the ass.
I think the last time we were at training camp, which is years ago, we didn't have the rights.
But did we broadcast from there?
Yeah. I think the last time we did a broadcast from training camp, Terry McLaurin was a rookie. I remember him sitting down with us.
I remember interviewing Kerrigan. But
the problem is they're not allowed. I don't think they're allowed to be on the field.
Yeah.
They have to be in a back room somewhere. Mm-hmm.
It still might be. Listen, maybe. I just think we need to be there at least for one day. I'm willing to sacrifice a tee time. Big sacrifice.
That's a big give back.
I'm willing to sacrifice a tee time.
Oh, well, you're out there. You can go play 1757 afterwards.
Yeah, just play a different spot.
I suppose. It's
hang out with Mike Marr's mom.
The problem is being out there four times a week for volleyball, it's such a pain in the ass to get back at a decent hour. Yeah, you know, it's brutal. It almost rules out golf unless you do dinner.
I mean, hard just knock life.
Did you hear yourself?
I know.
What?
God. You just have a charmed life. You just complain about, you know, free golf.
First of all, I didn't say free.
Hanging out with that athlete.
But I didn't say free, but yeah, who wants to sit in traffic?
Nobody.
Normal people can't. I mean, regular people. I'm a regular person. We all have the same complaints: traffic, sitting in traffic.
It's amazing how your life has revolved around golf. Like you.
It's your fault, Valdez. Didn't you cure him?
I did. I fixed his back pain.
He helped me a little bit. The other thing that's really helped me is the learning that a lot of my back pain now is associated with hip flexors.
Are you his Dr. Sarno? Is that the name?
Yeah, Dr. Sarno.
He helped me get through a round, but then I learned about post-round maintenance. Maintenance, I got to stretch my hip flexors every night.
He found a course that he could chip at for an hour while his wife waited in the car.
Right.
What else are we going to do?
I don't know.
Go visit a waterfall? Not doing that.
I know you don't want to chase them.
No, can't do that either.
Not chasing a waterfall, not looking for one. If I drive by one on a bridge, I'll roll down the window. You could take a picture with your phone. That's about the extent of my interest. Do you have interest? Do you like hiking?
In a waterfall?
Yeah, do you like hiking?
I mean, we went to see a waterfall in Costa Rica. It was fine, but I was at the end of the day, I was like, little overrated.
No, but if I had kids I was visiting that were 5 hours away and they suggested that, I would probably not putt balls and go do it and go see the waterfall.
You'd participate.
I'd participate.
I participated with them with other things. We went and got ice cream. You know, that kind of stuff.
Ooh, what flavor?
Well, I like the sweet frog type stuff.
Okay. You like putting like gummy bears and
I
everything
like
else?
That.
Who doesn't love
I like
that?
I guess that's Froyo.
You're a Froyo guy.
The Froyo guy.
Yeah.
I put Hershey. I put Oreo cookies, crumbled cookies.
Delicious.
I like fudge.
Yep.
I like the Reese's peanut butter, crumbled peanut butter cups.
Yep.
I really like cherries.
Okay.
So I put a bunch of cherries in there and then
whipped cream.
Ton of whipped cream.
Delicious.
Like the whipped cream is like this. It's almost embarrassing.
So great.
When I hand the cup to the lady and she has to weigh it. And
then she's like, this will be $18.50
exactly.
For all this crap you put on top of your
froyo. That's my go-to. Their go-to is some mom and pop like ice cream place. Not into it.
I couldn't believe the price that I spent last week when I got a burger.
Mm-hmm.
I won't say the name of the spot.
Yeah.
I got a burger, fries, and a soda. That's it.
I think I know the spot you're talking about. It was probably...
It's in Rio. I'll say that.
$18.50.
I think it was 19-something.
Yeah.
Couldn't believe it.
That's standard operating procedure.
I got a hack for you. Saw this yesterday on my reel.
No, it was silly.
I'm sure it was good.
It was really good, but $19?
Everybody here likes to occasionally go to Chipotle,
sure.
Right? I know that Mar does. So this clip went viral, had something like...
Got a life hack.
Had like 70,000 likes or whatever. Guy goes in, he orders a soft taco to go. Why are you shaking your head?
It's just so nubs. I saw the same video you're talking about.
Have you seen it, Valdez? Yeah. Or Drab? Soft taco to go. So I guess you put a little soft taco down there. So to go, and you just put it in the freaking burrito container.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes, what would you like? And he goes, a little rice. He goes, can you put a little more rice? He puts more. And then beans. He goes, yeah, he puts a scoop of beans. And he goes,
burrito.
Can you put a little more beans? So he puts two. So he
burrito.
Doubles up on everything. By the end of it, he's got a full-blown burrito in there. Because he just keeps
burrito.
Asking for extra. And then it's $4. $4.
So instead of 10 or
it's
11.
Great.
Yeah.
So you just get charged for a soft taco?
Yes. And he just loads it up.
Yeah, but wouldn't you feel nubs?
Yeah, that dude has no shame. Yeah, I mean, literally every single topping, he's like, can I get a little more, please? Yeah, like, just a little bit more.
Yeah.
No shame. Now, see, when I go, you know, I pay for the full experience. I'm getting the regular bowl. But yeah, I mean, let's get extra rice. Let's get extra this. You know, I'm not doing every single one.
No, he asked for it. The only thing when I go to Cava, the only thing I ask for extra, because they can't wait to get through all these places. They're all the same. They want to get through the line. So you say, can I get a little feta? They'll just put a little scoop, throw it on, and then they barely put anything, right? They put like three little feta things in there. They go, no.
You need your extra cheese.
Can I put a full scoop? No, the only thing I ask for multiple scoops, olives.
I like me some olives.
I need multiple scoops of the olives, and then I need lemon.
Tahini? Lemon tahini?
Lemon herb tahini.
Yeah.
Spray it on there, whatever, squirt it on there, and I also need one to go.
Kalamata olives.
Because I never have enough. Lemon herb tahini. Silly.
The new
I think
trend
I like
Chipotle.
Their yogurt dill or whatever it is.
What?
The new trend at Chipotle that you guys should be trying is get a side of sour cream and a side of vinaigrette dressing. It's what they use for their salads, and then you mix those together, and that's what you dip the chips in. Mm. Elite.
It's not better than the cheese.
It's not better than queso.
It's gas. Mm-hmm. Just try it for yourself. You know,
you're
give
not
it a college
a queso
try.
Guy.
No, I get queso. I get queso when I go to Moe's. Chipotle's queso is below me.
They did change it, but I got used to it. I didn't like it at first.
Drab used to be the mayor of Moe's. I think he's relinquished that crown.
I'd take that crown back if they would give it to me.
Well, didn't they give you like a free year service or something?
I got
food?
A free homewrecker burrito, which is like their top burrito every day for a year.
How did you get that? You did a commercial or something? Or?
No, I went on Big O and Duke's and I said, I like Moe's. And
somebody hooked them up.
Franchisees got sliced. Yeah.
Burrito.
Right by my house and hooked me up.
Yeah, that's beautiful. So good. Yeah. So good.
It's got no thing. People.
I'm a habit burger guy along with cakes.
So good.
I'm a Pupatella guy.
I'm a Pupatella too.
Fan of all of those.
I'm a Lido guy. We're just hitting
Lido.
All at
once. Lido. Yeah.
We'll just keep going.
I am a Cava guy. I'm not going to lie. Cava's my... I go to Cava once a week. Once a week. The blueberry soda.
That sounds delicious.
Oh my God.
I go to about five or six places once a week.
If I go to Cava and the blueberry soda is out...
Mm-hmm.
I want a firebomb.
You want a riot.
It's the whole reason why I go.
Right. It's the hook.
Yeah, that's the hook for me.
Yeah.
1-800-636-1067 is the number. We got our weekend parlay coming up later this hour. Neil Greenberg from the Washington Post at 8:45, all right here on the Junkies. Welcome back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. We've got our parlay coming up at 7:45.
By the way, speaking of that, if we don't hit one of these parlays or I don't hit something on the side, I'm going to need a reload, like, probably pretty soon.
All
right. Like, it's getting down. I mean, it's...
What does that
it's
mean?
Not,
theoretically, that mean? Each parlay we should be giving you about $2
it's
each.
Fine.
So we, should we each ship you, like, $20
bucks
each?
I'm not trying to pimp you guys for money. I'm just putting it out there that the
kind of sounds like
the funds are getting a little bit low.
Well, I mean,
we're probably like a DEFCON 2.5.
We probably should. Yeah. We probably should. I mean, why should you support gambling?
I mean, why should I front for everybody?
Yeah.
I mean,
I think so.
We haven't had a hit in a while.
I mean, it's
the big problem.
I mean,
I'm surprised because there have been times when you've forgotten to even put in the parlay.
That is true. It's happened once or twice, I would say.
I mean, but then again, you are the richest junkie. All your Bitcoin and your World Series of Poker earnings.
I mean, this is all theoretical money. Well,
it's not theoretical. Nothing theoretical about it.
The WSOP money is like real, legit money that I put into my account.
I mean, you could hit one button and sell your Bitcoin right now, and it'd be real money.
I guess that's true.
There's nothing theoretical about it.
Technically, that is true.
There's nothing theoretical about it.
I mean, I can't do that. I wouldn't do that, but I guess
dude,
you're correct.
They said there's a guy, he must have had a ton of it. But there's a guy that spent he bought 15,000 Bitcoin. Did you see this?
No.
15,000 Bitcoin for $20,000, like 13 years ago.
Yeah.
And he sat on it. Mm-hmm. And he just cashed it in for $2 billion.
Oh, man.
Now, I'm assuming he had other, because how could you wait that long?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But a $20,000 investment.
Well, the clip that blows my mind, I'm sure people have seen it, is it's a back and forth between like a real estate agent and somebody who's trying to sell like a fancy multi-million dollar home.
Yeah.
And they have the home list. They want like $14 million for the home.
Yeah.
So they get an offer.
Right.
This is like back in 2012 or 2013.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody offers 50,000 Bitcoin to purchase the home.
Right.
So
they get the
seller on the line and he's grilling the real estate agent. He's like, "You're not even bringing me a real offer. You're bringing me an offer in freaking Bitcoin, and it's $1 million below the asking price."
Mm-hmm.
Like, that Bitcoin would now be worth, I believe, $6 billion.
Right.
Had he taken the offer in Bitcoin. It's insane.
It is the biggest sort of like gold rush thing or whatever in our lifetime, and nothing will ever surpass it.
Probably
that,
right.
That most of us missed the boat on. I mean, I got a tail end of it. You got a little piece of it. Mm-hmm. But I mean, like, nothing compared to what
you could. I
tell
my kids, I'm like, just buy $50 worth here and there. Buy $100 worth.
I don't think it's going anywhere. All right. It's open line Thursday, extended to Friday.
Because
it's that time of year. We're really a week away or so from just hardcore football all the time. I know some of you don't like it, but the truth is the vast majority of you
Who doesn't like wall-to-wall football?
I mean, the vast majority are.
I mean, who are these weirdos?
But there is a list, speaking of, on CBS Sports. I guess they put this out a few days ago. And, of course, it's list season. This will be one of the last lists that we go through before the season starts. And they've ranked head coaches, Cakes. And I don't know if you've had an opportunity to peruse this list yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll just give you... I'll give you the bottom, and then I'll give you the top couple, and then you can guess where Dan Quinn is.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
So let's start at the bottom. We start at the very bottom.
the real nubbers in the NFL.
You know.
They're going to be the new coaches.
More likely.
Guys like Liam Cohen and
so Jacksonville. Number 32 is Brian Callahan from the Titans.
Okay.
He was 3-14 last year. Be hard to put him anywhere higher than that.
He's dealing with a rookie quarterback
except
now.
Except he's lower than, you know, Schottenheimer, who hasn't coached a game.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but if you, presumably Schottenheimer's going to win more than three games. With Dallas.
If he only wins three games, he's probably a one-and-doneer in Dallas.
Oh, he's got to be a one-and-done.
I would think Jerry would replace him with the quickness.
He's 31, and you can't argue. I mean, God didn't coach anything yet. Dable, though, I think this is pretty low for Brian Dable, whose reputation is just sinking every year.
Yeah,
you know, his reputation was so high when he took that job, and then that first year or two when they did so well. Now they're down, career record 18-32. Even going into last season, they had him ranked 21. He's now 30th ranked head coach in the NFL.
That's a guy who misses coaching Josh Allen in Buffalo, clearly.
Right.
Definitely elevated him.
But in his debut, like, Daniel Jones looked like he might be the answer. Saquon was sort of reinvigorated. But since then, they're grasping. They've got Jackson Dart. They got Russell Wilson. Who knows what's going to happen there? Kellen Moore, 29. Aaron Glenn, 28. Then it goes on from there. Then I'll go to the top of the list.
Okay.
Who do you think, Cakes, would be in your rankings or in CBS's rankings, the top?
I mean, it's hard not to put Andy Reid at the top of a rankings list.
Andy Reid is one. He was one the year before.
Okay.
His record is so staggering. Yeah. He's got 258 wins.
Yeah.
Okay. 144 losses. Playoff record of 26-16. He's been to six Super Bowls, but he's won three of them. Who do you think they have number two?
I think number two
is kind of surprising.
I'm going to go John Harbaugh at number two.
I would go, that's a good one.
That's my
guess.
Might
go Sean McVay.
Sean McVay gets number two.
Okay. I can understand McVay. That too. He's an offensive mastermind. Has he been to two Super Bowls?
Been to two Super Bowls, one, lost one. He's got a career record of 80-52.
Yep.
But you know, I thought the bloom was off that rose there for a little bit when they had to kind of restructure. Remember, guys were they kind of won that Super Bowl with an aging roster, and then they had that little transition period. Mm-hmm. But now
they're
kind of back.
Stripped it down to the studs.
Yeah,
and then they built
it back
up. He
pondered retirement and everything. You mentioned John Harbaugh, he's number three.
Okay.
Right? His record is also staggering. 172 wins, 104 losses. He's only been to one Super Bowl. But they always go to the playoffs. He's 13-11 as a playoff coach.
All right, can I guess number four?
Number four.
Sirianni?
Nick Sirianni.
Okay.
Nick Sirianni makes goes sense. Back and forth. Sometimes they think he's a buffoon.
Yeah.
Just last year they had him ranked 15. Mm-hmm. But when you actually look at his record, been to two Super Bowls, won one.
Great.
He's 48-20. Mm-hmm. He's literally killing it as a head coach there when it's all said and done. Meanwhile, he's one of those guys that had one of those catastrophic press conferences that you just thought.
Yep. Thought he's just a clown.
Speaking of.
Is Tomlin number five?
No. How about speaking of catastrophic press conferences, Dan Campbell. Okay. Dan Campbell, number five.
I mocked both of them when they took their jobs.
Exactly.
I remember it.
And now Dan doesn't have a ton of Super Bowl success, but he's made the Lions relevant, right? And they've been, like, these last couple of years, they've been really
he's
super
turned them
relevant
into a threat in the NFC. They've been a doormat forever.
Where do you really think be able to prove himself this year? I'm not saying he hasn't proven himself, but lost both of his coordinators to head coaching jobs. So we'll see how the Lions fare this year.
Where do you think Dan Quinn fits in?
I've seen the list. Where did Tomlin end up, though?
Tomlin's sinking. Tomlin's down to 10.
Wow.
Tomlin last year was 6. Probably before that, he'd probably be a top fiver.
All right.
He still gets the team above 500 every year.
He's got two Super Bowls. His career record also staggering. 103 and 107.
All right, I'm going to guess where I think they've slotted Dan Quinn
here. He has a losing record in his career?
No. Oh, maybe I didn't articulate correctly. 183 wins.
183.
And 107. Yeah. I mean, very similar to Harbaugh's.
I'm going to say Coach Quinn is at number 13 on their list.
I think you nailed it.
Very close. I think it might be 14. It's 14. Stefanski. You know what? That's
it. If Stefanski over Dan Quinn?
Yeah, that's, you know what, that's where I draw the line.
Well, hasn't Stefanski won coach of the year a couple times?
I don't care.
Quinn's only been here 1 year.
I don't care.
I don't care. They're 40-44. I got a problem with that.
Quinn helped turn around a team that won 4 games. And I understand a lot of it's due to Jaden Daniels, but he is coaching him, so he gets credit. He's been to a Super Bowl last time I checked.
Yes.
He lost in spectacular fashion.
He's got a better playoff. He's got a better playoff record than Stefanski.
This list is bogus. Kevin Stefanski.
He's got a winning regular season record.
Should be below Dan Quinn.
They've got so
bro, they only give out one coach of the year, and he's got it twice in like 5 years.
All right, whatever. Because
he's coached some horrendous teams.
He's coached horrendous teams, exactly.
He coached up Deshaun.
Yeah, Deshaun was great in his heyday. Okay, I would have him ahead. Stefanski. Sorry.
Who else? Who else?
It's hard for me. This guy's reputation precedes him. I don't know if he's this good. He's got a great quarterback, Sean McDermott. Everybody loves Sean McDermott. They got him at 12.
Well, his record is pretty fantastic.
His record is pretty good, 86-45, so 2-1 for the most part. Sean Payton at 11.
He has a pretty good track record.
I'd put him higher up.
He's done a pretty good job, like, kind of making Bo Nix be the guy.
And he's got a Super Bowl win on his resume.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. I mean, you could win a Super Bowl with Drew Brees, probably.
I could.
With all those guys, all that talent they
had. I'd love to have a Super Bowl ring.
They got Tomlin 10, Kevin O'Connell.
Going right next to my Stanley Cup rig.
Kevin O'Connell, no playoff success.
He's on my hot seat.
That's my guy. Does it say on there that he needs to win like 13 games or else JP's going to fire him?
No.
Okay.
Let me see who else. Kevin O'Connell, again, he's got a great regular season record.
He's an offensive genius.
But he's done nothing in the playoffs. Again, it's limited sample size. I'm not going to kill him. But
He was strapped with Kirky.
Matt LaFleur.
I mean, he had Sam Darnold, and he had a bomb year.
I know, but I'm talking about the playoff success.
Understood. Kirk just takes so much shrapnel.
He does.
He just catches so many strays.
They have Matt LaFleur at 8. They have Kyle Shanahan at 7. Kyle's definitely a wizard, although his career record is actually shockingly meh. He's 70-62.
But he's been to the Super Bowl twice.
Been to the Super Bowl twice, lost to both.
Mm-hmm.
He just yo-yos that after the Super Bowl.
8-4 guy in the playoffs. That's a great record.
Mm-hmm. After the Super Bowl, they have terrible years.
But yeah, he's basically .500 coach. That's actually kind of shocking.
Yeah, his overall record is not impressive.
Now, you could say, well, he had some catastrophic injuries. Like you lose McCaffrey, you lose a Bosa. You know, those kinds of things do hurt you.
I believe they have the easiest strength of schedule in the entire league this year.
Yeah.
So they should get 9 or 10, maybe even more wins.
I feel like he should be a couple rungs above. This is a recency thing, but I'm going to put him above Stefanski.
Clearly above Stefanski,
even though he's one that's stupid.
I'd have him flirting with the top 10.
Who's behind him?
Who's behind him? All right.
Yeah, give two or three names behind him.
D'Amico Ryans, who is everybody loved a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
He's been good with the Texans, haven't they? Won the division both years.
Yeah, he's 20-14, 2-2 in the playoffs.
It's pretty good.
Not bad. They got Vrabel behind him. Vrabel's slightly above .500, but, you know, he was coaching in Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
He had Tannehill for a lot of that, right?
He also had Derrick Henry at the peak of his powers.
Right. Pete Carroll. Maybe Pete's getting a little disrespected.
That seems low.
Pete's down to 17. He's got a great regular season record. He's been to 2 Super Bowls, won one, 500 in the playoffs, but that might be a little low for a guy like Pete for all his accomplishments.
But the 500 playoff record, I'm guessing Tomlin's playoff record, even Harbaugh's playoff record aren't like spectacular, are they?
Which Harbaugh are you referring to? To John? Let me see. I have to scroll through, JP. It's taking me forever to scroll through. All right. It's open line Thursday, even though it's Friday. We're keeping it. We're holding it over an extra day if you want to chime in. 800-636-1067. I see some guy is bitter about our Air India discussion.
No. John Harbaugh's playoff record 12-9.
12-9.
So winning.
Yeah. But you can chime in on whatever you want. If you don't like the ranking system here, if you're excited about training camp, which is around the corner, rookies reporting today, correct?
That is correct. Yep. All right. They'll be there in Ashburn.
800-636-1067. your chance to steer the show. Don't go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Last week, I took a picture of our parlay.
Okay.
Which I had written down with my chicken scratch handwriting.
Yes.
And people got bitter. To spite them, I'm going to do it again, but okay. I will try and write it a little bit better. It's just, it'll take me 6 or 7 minutes to write everybody's picks down on Twitter. So it's just easier to write it out. So I will use good penmanship,
you do,
or at least
JP.
My best penmanship.
Very good.
Although you can just snap a picture and send it my way.
I could do that.
We could do that.
That is true.
But it is time for our weekend parlay.
Who's going to lead off?
Let's start behind the glass. Ooh. Let's go oldest to youngest today. Let's start with Mike Marr.
He's not the oldest.
That'd be youngest oldest.
Yeah, young.
All right, tomorrow night, UFC big-time pay-per-view, Max Holloway against Dustin Poirier for the BMF title. Give me Max Holloway minus 140. This is Dustin Poirier's retirement fight in his backyard in New Orleans. Last time they fought in 2019, it almost won fight of the year. Both guys are coming off a loss to the champion. And Dustin Poirier has never lost two fights in a row in his entire career, but I feel like he's just got too much on his plate. He's been seemed a little too emotional all week with friends and family, you know, being in attendance and in his backyard, first time fighting in New Orleans since before his UFC career started.
Oh, you're watching all the embedded.
I have been watching all the clips and stuff, but this will no doubt be a dogfight. Sometimes in the UFC, you get just surefire bangers, and this is one of those fights. It's going to be a scrap, but Max Holloway is going to play spoiler. Minus 140.
So just a decision.
No, just straight up. Just Max Holloway to win.
All right, you're in.
You're locked in.
All right, Valdez is next if we're going to go youngest to oldest.
Mm-hmm. All right. I mentioned this before, but ever since Tony Mancelino took over the interim manager role for the Orioles, they've been uber aggressive on the base paths. I'm sure I could look up the stat for stolen base attempts since he took over, but you're just going to have to take my word for it.
Okay, I will take your word for it.
I'm going to take Jackson Holliday to record a steal tonight. I can't believe this number so high. It's plus 750.
Hmm.
He take. I mean,
how many steals does he have so far?
I think he has 13.
All right, so it wouldn't be crazy.
No,
for him
it's
to
not.
Do it.
It's not crazy. But plus 750 for him to record a steal. I love it. If he's on the base paths, Tony's sending them.
All right,
all right, it's in plus 750. It's a tantalizing number.
All right, we go to Drabby.
How many swipes does he have, by the way? Do we know how many?
He said 13.
13. Okay,
I think
that's a big number.
It is.
That just doomed us. But I like it.
Why do you like it then?
I like it because if he hits it, yeah.
Of course you like it if I hit it.
That's the whole point
of gambling.
But if you had it just even money, I wouldn't care as much. But yeah, man.
All right, we'll be watching.
Yeah.
Reds versus Mets tonight, 7 o'clock. I think one of the hottest young hitters in baseball. I'm a big fan of his, Nolan Marte. In his last five games, he has 3 home runs. He just hits the ball hard all the time. I like him to have 2+ total bases tonight. Sean Manaea is pitching. He's a lefty. Marte is a righty. This is sitting pretty. Plus 170 for him to have 2+ total bases. That does not include walks. So you
all right, it's
two
in.
Singles, double.
Man, this is a big number. It's brewing over here.
You can already
There's
tell.
There's a storm of brewing.
You already see. Can you already see what it's at?
Oh yeah.
It's, yeah. Well, plus 750.
It's a big one.
All right, age order. I guess I'm up next. I'm the youngest junk.
Mm-hmm.
By about a month and a half,
not by
2 months.
Not, it's so close.
I think 2 months.
It's not a flex.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Go ahead. Manny Pacquiao is fighting. He's 46 years old. He's fighting a world champion in Mario Barrios, who is favored heavily. I don't think he's going to knock out Manny. I think Manny comes back, finds a way to go the distance. I don't think he wins. I think he survives. So I'm going to take Mario Barrios. Points or decision, plus 200.
It's in. Locked it in.
All right, that leaves you, Cakes, and then I guess me, the old fart.
All right, I apologize. This is a tingle play. I've got my man, James Wood, my O-Town neighbor, James Wood, with a home run against the Padres today at plus 450. I just feel like coming off of the home run derby, kind of a disappointment. Didn't make it out of the first round. He's going to come back home in the friendly confines of Nats Park. He's going to hit one out, and we're catching it at plus 450.
Were you upset?
Plus 450.
As somebody from Olney, that they flashed his hometown as Rockville?
It's actually an outrage, okay? He was raised in Olney. Now, if you know Olney proper, if you go down my road, if you live on my side, you have an Olney address. If you live on the opposite side, you have a Rockville address. Mm-hmm. Okay? He lives on my side of the road. He is from Olney. He went to Cashel Elementary, which is in Olney. They showed a clip of him playing youth baseball for the Olney Pirates.
Yeah.
He is an Olney guy.
Wow.
Don't buy into the hype that he is from Rockville.
Why the only disrespect?
This is disrespect.
I don't understand.
I don't know what to tell you. He's from the O-Town.
Yeah, he is.
Look at his mailing address.
I even think I saw somebody put on the crayon Frederick at one point.
Well, that's a completely different county. Yeah. What are we doing here?
It's never Olney.
He's from O-L-N-E-Y.
All right, is it my
comma,
turn?
It is.
M-D.
All right, I hope it takes us... WNBA All-Star Game. Is it tonight?
I would guess it's on Sunday, but I'm not sure.
Okay, this weekend. Either way, it's on the front page there of FanDuel. I guess Caitlin Clark's not playing.
Well, that's not a great look.
I could bet on her team.
She hurt her groin.
I don't want to. I'm going to go with a player I've never heard of to win the MVP of the WNBA All-Star Game. His name's Nafisha Collier. She's averaging 23 points a game, 7 rebounds. She's a 3-time All-WNBA player, Cakes. And she's the favorite. I think it's plus 320. She's the favorite to win WNBA All-Star Game MVP.
I don't know if we can. I don't think we can put that in the bet.
Why?
They're not going to let you put in.
Why?
I don't make the rules. I'm just telling you, they're not going to let you put in award stuff with in-game action.
All right, I'll take Team Clark. Whatever. Who cares?
Don't get mad at me.
I mean, it's just so dumb. I mean, like, why have a bet that you can't make? Like, why can't you parlay it?
It's last FanDuel. I don't know.
I mean, it's just so dumb.
Why wouldn't you take Team Collier? If you wanted her for the MVP, why are you going to take Team Clark? She's not even playing.
I'm just because of the better odds.
Oh, you're looking at the plus number.
What? Yeah, better odds.
Hold on. Are you taking it on the money line?
No, I'm taking it plus 150 or whatever it is. You see it?
I don't know where you're seeing plus 150.
I mean, I have
the money line.
Plus 148. Okay. You want Team Clark?
Yeah. I'll take Team Clark.
Team no Caitlin Clark.
Yes.
A lot of conviction over here from this guy.
No, I'm just Rick. I'm just pissed. I want to do British Open. Can't do that. I want to do WNBA MVP. Can't do that. Just got to do some boring baseball pick. I'm out. I'm out.
All right, here is the six-leg parlay. We've got James Wood to hit a home run, plus 450. Mario Barrios, points or decision, plus 200. Max Holloway, minus 140. Jackson Holiday to record a swiped bag, plus 750. Novel Marte, two total bases. And EB's very convincing Team Clark pick, a $10 wager, will net us $16,089.01.
All right.
That tells me that this has no prayer whatsoever. But we will sweat it.
I like it. I'll put it up at Junks Radio. Put it on our Instagram, which is Sports Junkies Radio, so you can tag along with us. We're the Junkies, coming right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.